decide if this also helps us or hurts us.
It always hurts it. Welcome to Burrito Quiz.
This is week 24.
24.
24.
The El Bandito. The El Bandito. I live in New Mexico. Ben, what's this having?
This has chicken and potato, unfortunately. It also has green chili and salsa and barbecue sauce. It might have cheese. I can't tell.
Oh, my gosh, cheese.
All right, no cheese. But definitely barbecue sauce.
Okay.
Definitely chicken.
We're joined once again by Steve and family. Also, Isaac's back.
Need something unmentionable to his breed. I don't think we can talk about it on the air. There are children present.
I'm just shaking it so all the salsa goes to the bottom and like permeates the whole burrito.
Once again,
what do you think I'm doing? What does this remind you?
Chicken and potato burrito that's super dry.
It's not super dry. It's just kind of super dry.
It has superhuman powers of dryness.
It's some sort of evil villain. It's not bad actually. It's not as awful as I was afraid it would be.
Not as awful as you were afraid of me. Because last time we talked, you said you were excited about this burrito.
I was. And I'm not completely let down.
You know, the salsa just makes it taste like ketchup. Combined with the barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's the flavor I'm trying to figure out. I'm probably not going to
be. I'm not sure if I hate this more than the All-American or not.
This is way better than the All-American.
I think this is maybe the worst burrito that I've had.
No, imagine if there was egg in that.
It'd be horrendous.
It was worse than the Buddha?
Then it would be the All-American.
Then it'd just be...
Which one was the Buddha?
That was, remember the cold potato with barbecue sauce?
I think I got the Buddha...
The only one that he actually warmed up?
I don't even remember. Where am I?
Remember when you have to use your microwave to heat them up?
I guess. What did I say?
You were probably hammered.
So anyway, this burrito.
That's my shtick.
This burrito is disappointing because of the chicken.
And the potato.
And because of the potato, and because probably the barbecue sauce for some people, I suspect, so...
This burrito would actually probably be pretty good drunk food.
Yeah.
That's a little sweet.
If there's rice in it.
Yeah, rice instead of potato.
Then instead of Chinese food, it would taste like jambalaya.
What? So, I don't think I hate it more than the one I had last week.
I hope not. That one last week was the best burrito we have had.
Awful.
Well, I mean, it wasn't the afterburner.
Awful. It was pretty bad.
It was delicious.
Which one was that one?
It had all that beans.
You don't remember anything.
And milanesa and rellenos.
We think you're out of school for the summer or something. You are at school for the summer. You didn't remember that.
I start tomorrow in summer school.
These green chilies taste like vegetables instead of like green chilies.
It's true.
Like bell peppers almost.
Tastes like butt.
I can't vouch for that.
You can't taste the butt?
Maybe it's down at the bottom of my burrito. Maybe I haven't gotten to it yet.
Yeah. If you do this, you can really taste the butt.
You want me to shake my burrito until I taste the butt?
There you go.
No.
This happens.
I'm not
going to
do that.
Wow, I don't even know if I can comment on that and finish eating this burrito at the same time.
That'd be pretty good.
I just said what y'all were thinking.
I wish they put more barbecue sauce on it.
I'm winning this race. No, you're not. No.
My plan worked perfectly.
Burrito Quest is not a race. It's a quest.
I know. But this race, I'm winning.
It's not a race. It's a punishment.
Sometimes, actually, this
what did I do to deserve this?
A form of atonement. Like whatever sins you may have committed in the previous week.
Or your previous life, it feels like.
Well, for the All-American.
Toward burritos or toward Santa Fe Grill?
I don't know if you can sin towards the Santa Fe Grill unless you work there.
Like that corrupt burrito ristra? Do you think
I think about that guy sometimes.
You know, I don't think
what do you think about him, Ben?
When I'm shaking my burrito.
Looking for the ass of it.
Yeah. You know, this is getting actually kind of surprisingly spicy near the end.
Boom, I'm done!
Are you?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, really?
Wow, no. But
this will be with you always.
This is the best... Blah, blah, blah.
Really?
This is a
horrible
bottom-end burrito.
That's what Isaac said a while ago.
Yeah, but I mean it in something that does not imply
homosexual
connotation.
No, he was saying he tasted butts in it.
Right. And then you were like, I don't think I can comment on that, because you're like, I'm going to be masculine and check me out.
And that's like the bottom end. So it's kind of a pun.
What's going on?
I really like this burrito.
Steve, did you say something?
What? Already? You are so full of it. You know, in an hour, you're going to be like, oh man, that burrito was awful. I really regret that burrito.
Oh, we should record Burrito Quest then.
No, I'll just tell listeners about it next week. That's what's going to happen.
Oh man.
Whether he likes it or not.
F you.
I think maybe these people who make burritos are not very good at making them.
See?
Because like the first half of the burrito is just kind of like, this is sketchy, and the second half is like, this is actually edible.
That's because you're pouring salsa on to drown the taste out, and it all collects in the bottom.
Let him go. He's halfway there to change the menu. Next time he chirps in.
Shut up, Bill. You're an idiot.
Desensitized to the flavor by the time you get to the bottom.
That's right. It's starting to fill you. You're getting those that feedback from your stomach that's saying, oh, thank you for feeding me.
And you're like, oh, God, stop.
I'm doing such a good thing. No, that one's going to come about 10 or 15 minutes down the road. Mm. That's what happens.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to rate this bad boy. I'm going to rate this.
I know what you're going to rate it. You're going to say, it's something that I kind of like, but don't really like right now. Maybe you don't like as much as something else.
Yard work in the summer. It Free. Sucks.
There's no redeeming quality to that.
No, yard work can be rewarding. Even in the summer.
No, in the summer it just sucks.
Wait, okay, hold on.
This is my rating, Steve.
Hold on. I'm kind of with Steve, but kind of not with Steve.
I give it a solid yard day? Work.
What time of day?
The hottest time of day.
All right, well that, I agree. In the evening All right, or I'll the give early
it,
morning.
You know what, I'm going to say nice. An hour before the hottest part of the day, just because it's not as bad as last week's burrito.
I think I feel the way. My rating for this burrito is Dan's rating last week.
What did you rate it last week?
This is a horrible burrito and possibly the worst that we've had so far.
I'm wondering if you guys are giving some different burritos than I had last week.
No, last week
you just contrary.
I had a burrito.
What?
I had a meh burrito. Yeah. I wouldn't pay money for it if you remember, but I would eat it if it's free. This burrito I wouldn't take if it was free. Me neither.
Huh.
And Steve sits in judgment of all.
You're dumbfounded, I can see, Ben.
Discombobulated.
I can appreciate the fact that they tried to do something special with the barbecue sauce. Failure.
Barbecue sauce and green chili just should never go together.
Uh-uh.
Thanks. You've been saying that.
All right, Ben, what are you going to rate this burrito?
What am I going to rate it? I'll rate it a porcupine. Porcupine's a cool animal.
Steve?
A hand?
Wait, I don't think I need a hand. It's quills?
All right.
I think what Ben's saying is you like this one better than the afterburner.
Yeah.
Oh, God. No, I'm not saying that.
No, Ben, shut up. It's not your turn anymore, Steve.
I don't know. It's kind of like floor scraping's a burrito.
That's a good call. Like from that trap they have on the front of some grills where you scrape off all the stuff?
Yeah.
I think that's the rating we gave the Old American. When we said, this is like the bottom of your sink.
Oh, that was gross.
All right. Well rated, everyone.
Next week is El Gringo.
What's in El Gringo?
Steak and chicken.
Ugh.
Yeah, but also beans and cheese.
Oh,
that's not the other Rihanna one, is it?
That's the week after.
Yeah. All right, so join us next week. Adios.